Is broadcasting accept no responsibility for any of the claims made.
Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1520 KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. Call Kim now to share your journey, 805-289-1520. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
All right, everyone. I am so excited to be here today, and it is an amazing day out here in this weekend. And you are tuning into the Kim Pagano Show, and I am your host, Kim Pagano. And of course, I am a mom of four and so much more. But today, we're going to be talking about a lot of things. In fact, if you were just listening to Donnie's show before us, you know, racing is one of my sons. In fact, he's out there mechanicking today because, he's got to pay his way to get to Colorado next week. But you know what? We're going to talk about some fun stuff. And if you want to relight your life, maybe a little more sex in your life, if you guys are out there, you know, that's what we're going to be talking about. We've got Sheila Dean on today, and we're going to talk about redate your mate, 4 steps to falling in love all over again. And for those of you that are single, well, you know, that's okay too, because you better evolve or die single. A no BS guide to dating. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Also, we are going to be talking with, Julianne Stickett. And, you know, so many of us, we get up every morning, we dress, but what are we really telling people with the way we look? So I don't know if any of you out there buy clothes and maybe never wear them. That's what this is about. She's going to figure out why we do that. Why do we go shopping, pick things out that really don't represent us? So talk a little bit about that. Also, we've got David Horenstein, and he's going to talk about couples and singles, financial 101. So we got lots to talk about. And in our studio right now, I'd like to introduce Marcia Hively, who's always on my show.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. All right. We've got Sharon Savitson. And Sharon, how are you?
Hi, happy to be here.
All right. We've got Alicia Hoffman. She is here from Parent Click, and she's going to be talking to us and telling us what's happening out in Ventura. There's so many things going on right now. Also, David is going to be joining us, and I want you to remind you that I have 2 hours that we're going to be talking about all this stuff. So if you, are driving, then drive careful, and I hope that you will be tuning in to all this great info. It's all about adding value every day in every way. And I want to give out our phone number here at 805-289-1520. You are welcome to add in any of our conversations. And if you have a question or if you have something that's working for you, I would love to hear from you. I do want to do a shout out. I was just over at the Center for Spiritual Living in Simi Valley. They have an expo going on, and I met some great new people, and I want to do a shout out to all of them. Also, one gentleman that said, I'm going to be listening right now. So Richard Garrity, if you're out there, and you're in the area, give me a call and just say hi. So it was really nice meeting you. Also, I have my mom in here right now, Monica, and she's sitting in with us. So I am so excited that you are taking some time out of your day to talk with us and to listen to what we've got going on. And I've got tickets. There's so many things going on right now, but a Harvest Festival, October 5th through 7th at the Ventura Fairgrounds. We've got the Oktoberfest coming up, 22nd to 23rd at the Camarillo Airport. So we've got tickets for that. And I've got some tickets that I just heard is a hot show from Music Under the Stars at the Olivas Adobe, and that's Lisa Haley and the Zydecats. So, and that is comp from Ventura Breeze, and so I appreciate all of that. So what I wanted you to do is listen for when we're going to take our break. We'll take some phone calls right then to win that. So anyways, again, thank you for listening. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. So, I think this is so interesting. I don't know, you guys actually hadn't seen the Hope Springs, but there was a little movie out that, Tom, did you see that?
Did not.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, it is a rude awakening because so many of us know that sometimes, even though you marry your best friend in the beginning, sometimes something starts to lack. And you got to, it's almost like a, my husband's a contractor, but you kind of need to remodel your relationship and start all over. And sometimes you can do that and not go through a divorce. And so I'm really all about investing in yourself. And so I thought these would be some really great topics to talk about.
I think there are some seasons to your life, and every time your life changes and the season in your life changes, you do need to renew, just like the seasons of the year, because it's so easy to forget the people that are the closest to you.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, it's interesting, like you say that, is sometimes you're so nice to strangers, and the people around you, you're like, what? You know, so you don't take, go ahead.
Well, we would never treat our friends the way that we treat our spouses or our children.
Why is that?
Because they wouldn't stick around.
Yeah, there you go.
And I think also everything changes when you have children. So when you meet somebody and you fall in love and you have a certain way of being together and then you have kids, everything changes and you have to learn how to be together again.
There you go. And you know, Sharon, you're single, right?
I'm single now. So, I was married.
Right.
And I've been divorced for 10 years.
Right. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, too. So I didn't want to leave anybody out of this. This is for married, single. This is for everybody. This is something that we all can need. And, of course, about our dressing and about our financials. So I hope that you stay with us. And right now, let's invite Sheila Dean on. Her book is Redate Your Mate, 4 Steps to Falling in Love All Over Again. Sheila, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm so glad to be back on the show.
Thank you. I know we talked early on before you had your book, and I was so glad that you got back in touch with me to, now that you have your book, and we were looking through it, and you've got some great things in here.
I love your cartoons.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I do too. They're a lot of fun.
The beginning of every chapter, she has a little cartoon that kind of refers to things in the chapter, and it's really cute.
So why do you think, I mean, is this something that's history that people, you know, I know we're going through a recession right now. So there's actually a lot of people that are maybe, I mean, you figure that you're almost in a business partnership at some times, right, with your husband. And so how do you actually reunite that or reignite your relationship?
Oh, boy, that's a huge question. And so much of it, if we can break that down a little bit, but so much of it has to do really with focusing on yourself. A lot of people who are thinking about divorce, and this is particularly true for people who've been married a long time, you know, the boomers. I'm one of those, and so I can relate to that, is that they say, you know, gosh, good enough just really isn't good enough anymore, or my marriage isn't what 100% of what I would like it to be. And oftentimes they think they need to throw the baby out with the bathwater, when really statistics show that you're really much more likely to end up happily married to the one you have than if you divorce and start all over again.
You know, it's funny, we were talking before the break, and my grandmother used to say, it's better to know the devil you know than the devil you don't know. Because don't we, I mean, we were talking about it, a lot of times you actually, they look like they're nice again when in the beginning, and then kick it 3 years, 5 years, or, you know, years ahead, and it's going to be the same person that you're trying to maybe get a divorce from.
I mean, we're obviously not talking about families or marriages that have any kind of abuse in them. So, you know,
right.
Take that in heart.
Right.
But the funny thing is, I was sitting here thinking, gosh, you know, sometimes you think about this when your kids go off to do something. They come home and after school, the first 2 weeks of school, and they treat you like junk. When they come home, they start yelling at you, and you realize that they've just behaved themselves for such a long period of time that they take it out on you, and we tend to do that to our families. But you were talking about, you know, changing after divorce. A lot of people lose weight, have a breast implant, do whatever they wanted to do while they were married, and they wait till they're divorced to do it. And maybe if they would have done some of those things beforehand.
Do you know what that reminds me of? Is, you know, of course, my husband is a contractor, right? So we're getting ready to have my daughter's wedding in the backyard. Well, every time we've ever lived in a house, even though my house is beautiful right now, but it's just about the time before we put that for sale sign on, our house is beautiful, right?
Yeah, that's
why
true.
Not do it throughout your relationship?
Well, you know, what happens, I think, that with people is that marriage, once we get married, we tend to sigh in relief. We don't have to work hard anymore, you know? While we were dating, and this is the whole premise of my book, is that when we were dating, everything we did was designed to seduce that person into falling in love with us, into wanting to spend our life with us. And as soon as we put that ring on the finger, we mistakenly, but yet, and subconsciously think that the deal is struck. We don't have to work at it anymore. And of course, that's really, as divorce statistics show, is completely wrong. We need to work at it every day by doing those things, what I call emotional foreplay, doing those things that make our partner want to be with us and choose to be with us.
Well, you know, sorry.
Marriage, yeah, one quick thought. Marriage is really the place where we grow and learn about ourselves the most if we give it that opportunity. Many people would rather get a divorce than look at themselves and put in the correction that they need to put in their own lives. And they think they can lose weight, you know, put streaks in their hair, grow their nails, get a manicure, and that's the answer to having a happy relationship. And really what we need to do is make internal changes and learn and see marriage as an opportunity to grow. And when we do, then we have the opportunity to remodel our marriage into something that we want it to be.
Well, something that I see that's come up over the 10 years, and I look at people around me, friends, acquaintances, you know, and they'll make comments like, my husband was looking at this pretty woman, and I'll say to them, go and get your hair cut, become sexy. Or someone will complain that there's some sexy woman, she's single and she's hitting on the boyfriend or the husband. And I say to them, you're the one that has to be the girlfriend. Go and write little notes, be the seductive one. Don't, and you know, I think women are more aggressive these days. So they'll go after anybody anyhow.
Oh yes, they will.
They don't sit back because you're married and go, well, he's married, I'm not going to hit on him. They will go out and get what they want. And what I say to these women who are attached is, you make sure you keep your man. Do whatever it takes. Whatever that means, you be the seductive one. Whether it's...
Be your husband's girlfriend.
Be your husband's girlfriend.
There you go. You know, I just want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we are so glad that you are here. This is for everyone. And right now we're talking with Sheila Dean. We're talking about her book, Redate Your Mate. But you know what? It could be your relationship. And we're going to give you some steps to fall in love all over again. And really, you know, I am a hair therapist. Sharon was saying the other day that I never talk about my hair. And, you know, I mean, really, I'm really passionate about that. And what you just said really resonates with me, because so many of us, you know, we wear our sweats all day. We don't get dressed up every single day. And, you know, I think it's so important that every single day, not only does it help your relationship, it actually helps your self-esteem, because when you look good, you feel good, you do good. And really, that's what I talk about. And also, I want, if you are single and you're thinking, oh, this doesn't really involve me, we are going to be talking about singles, too. And that is coming up. Evolve or die single, because it's the same kind of thing. We have to invest in ourselves or we're going to be like left behind. So we want you to be happy. I'm giving you the tools every Saturday for amazing people on my show so that you can live at your highest potential. So anyways, Sheila, you are a relationship coach, correct?
I am, yes.
What is it that... Let's just start. What are men looking for in their relationship?
Well, I think men are looking for the same things women are looking for. I just was thinking about the comment previously made about how we have to work to keep our men by looking good and being sexy. I think that cuts both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And,
what's
really critical in keeping a relationship alive and sexy is putting the effort into it. For example, I suggest that, you know, a lot of couples say, we have regular date night. And I ask them, what does that mean? Well, we go to dinner, we go to a movie. That's not dating.
No, it's dating. Same old, right?
Same old, exactly. So for example, I suggest to couples that have been married for a while that they do some things to spice up date night. For example, women love to try on clothes and have just the right outfit and to floss and gloss before they go out. It's really hard to do when your husband's standing there tapping his fingers saying, well, are you ready?
Were you in my bedroom last night? No.
Exactly. Yeah. So I tell the guys, get out. Get dressed early. Get out. Go have the car washed. Go have your shoes shined.
Kind of like you're pretend. Yeah, like you're
like
really
you're actually
getting,
picking somebody up for
a date. There
and
you go.
Give your wife a chance to look beautiful. And when you come back, don't sit in the driveway and honk the horn. Ring the doorbell. Let her open the door and look beautiful. And, you know, so if you can put some of that, how you used to go out on a date, back into your marriage. And then I tell couples, you know, kiss at the door. And kiss in the car before when you get home. And if you end up making out in the car, all the better. I mean, how much fun is that?
That sounds fun, I'm telling you. And that is all the things that you used to do. Why not still do them?
Exactly. The other thing I tell couples is get an email account that's for nothing except foreplay. You know, it's easier to be a little see in writing than it is necessarily face-to-face. So one of the things you can do with that email, and there's really only one rule, you can't say something like, P.S., don't forget to pick up milk on your way home.
Email, right?
Exactly. That goes in the Gmail account. So this is going in the Xmail account. So, you know, what you want to do is be able to remember how you treated each other back when you were dating. And that's not just in terms of how you, the day-to-day, you know, trying to get sex or being sexy, it's also remembering to do those little things that you did way back when you were trying to impress and please. Because, you know, what makes or breaks a marriage isn't the big stuff, it's the little stuff. There is not a marriage that fails, regardless of the last straw, that didn't fail by 1,000 cuts, yet suffered death by 1,000 cuts. It's those little things. And so when you pay attention to every day, getting up and saying, what can I do today to make my sweetheart's day a little better, a little nicer, a little more fun? You can do it in easy ways. It's, you know, it's, can I feed the cat for you? I see you're in a hurry. Or a text, or using that email to say, I'm really looking forward to our date Friday night. And I have a perfect example, if we have a minute for me to tell you, of a couple that did this. And he sent her an email and said, I want you to wear your prettiest, sexiest dress on Friday because I'm going to give you the stars and the moon. And he wouldn't tell her what she was doing, and then he sent what he was planning, and then he sent another email and said, look in your lingerie drawer, I've hidden some French perfume for you.
Oh, I love
so
it.
So when the night comes around, he takes her to dinner, and he takes her to a French restaurant that has the ceiling painted like the moon and the stars. Oh. And he has champagne. He makes this beautiful night. And the next day, he sends her an email and says, you were gorgeous last night. I had the best time. And she can send him an email. Now, this couple could just say, hey, want to try this new French restaurant and maybe have a nice dinner. But wow, look what a little bit of effort did for that date night.
Well, I think the shift needs to take place. And this is what I see. And this is what I hear from he doesn't do this for me. She's not showing up. And so to reframe it and say, what can you do? Focus on yourself for now. What can you do that'll make the other person happy?
And I think exactly this is what I was going to actually last. It was so cool what you were just talking about. But what if your spouse isn't, you know, in for this, right? But you can start the changes yourself.
The only one you can change is yourself.
Correct.
You can't change anybody else.
Part of the problem with us is with human beings is we want instant gratification. We want huge and big changes overnight. The fact is that our mind doesn't work that way. We can't wrap our mind around big changes. So what's really important is that you do little things, little steps. You think about, how can I make this better? You bite your tongue instead of snapping. You think, you know, what can I do today to make my sweetheart's day a little better? And if you're constantly, every day, taking baby steps, eventually big changes take place.
And ask for what you need, because we expect our husbands to be mind readers.
You nailed it.
If you want to be a mind reader, ask for what you need so that you're setting them up to succeed and not fail.
No, that's right. You're absolutely right. And also, the best way to change another person's behavior is to change your own.
Absolutely.
So when you start working on yourself and you start thinking about what you can do, and even when you're disappointed, even when, you know, your spouse doesn't respond the way you hope that he or she will, you just keep making those baby steps, and eventually your spouse is going to say, wow, this is pretty nice, this is pretty cool, and begin to make those changes and respond as well.
Well, I also think it's really important, if you see your husband making the effort, make
to
sure
acknowledge
you,
it.
You acknowledge it, because sometimes, you know, they may make a small effort, and maybe it was a small effort, but it was some effort, and the more you acknowledge it, you know, it's like having children. You'll reinforce good behavior, you'll get better behavior.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of like those little stars, right? You
right.
know, you got to give them like a thank you, and you got to give it back. We're all human. We all want to be pampered and felt, you know, feel good about each other. So now, you know, in your book, I'm looking at, what can I do so we both get frequent foreplay, Miles? What is that?
Well, the frequent foreplay, Miles, that's the title of my first book. And to explain how it all, what it means, let me just give you quickly how it all started. My husband, who is a great guy, nearly perfect, I think, except that he has one major flaw in my mind, and that is he has no sense of time. So he is often late. He often would, you know, say, I'll be here at a certain time, and he wasn't. And to a clock Nazi, that made me crazy. So one day I said to him, it just popped into my head, I don't know where it came from, but one day I said to him, Dale, there's something you need to know about being in a relationship, and that's foreplay is all day, every day, 24/7. So why don't you get smart and rack up some frequent foreplay miles by being on time? And the concept stuck, and we laughed about it a bit, and, you know, I would make him a tuna sandwich and want to know, did I get my frequent foreplay miles? Or he would take out the trash and want to know, did he get his frequent foreplay miles? But eventually we realized, you know, this kind of has legs. And so it became the philosophy of our marriage to rack up as many and lose as few frequent foreplay miles as possible. So that's what frequent foreplay miles are.
We like it.
Now, what can you do so you both get frequent foreplay miles? Well, in my book, I explain that there are four questions that you can ask yourself in any situation to lead you to the right decision. And the fourth question is, what can I do to net rack so we both get frequent foreplay miles? And that's if you're in a situation where you're, well, let me give you an example. When my husband and I were a couple but still getting to know each other, one day I got a call from his sister's boyfriend, asked me a legal question back when I used to practice law. And I answered his question. He said, well, we'll see you Wednesday night. I said, I don't know anything about Wednesday night. He said, well, we're supposed to be at Dale's sister's house for a birthday. Dale's forgot to tell you. So when I saw him next day, he said, Dale, I think we're supposed to be at Sarah's on Wednesday. And he said, oh, no, I forgot. I scheduled getting together with Fran, that's his ex-wife, to get some stock certificates out of her safe deposit box. And then we were going to have dinner and catch up. I said, fine. I'm going to a poetry reading that night. So fast forward to Wednesday night or Wednesday morning, and he says, have a good time at your poetry reading. I'm just going to take Fran to Sarah's and kill two birds with one stone. Well, you can only imagine how I felt about that. And so I didn't respond immediately. And later in the day, I got to thinking about it and thought, if I don't tell him how I feel, I have no right to be upset with him.
I think that's a big part of relationships. That I think that's what tears so many people apart is, you know, one, jealousy. Okay. But if they don't know how you're feeling, and it's okay, they might not be jealous, but you might be jealous, or vice versa, or they might not have that kind of feeling, correct?
I wasn't jealous. And yes, you're right. I wasn't jealous. I thought it was inappropriate.
There you go.
For him to take her. So I called him and said, you know, I think it's important for you to know that I'm not happy with you taking your ex-wife to this little birthday gathering. And to his credit, he immediately stepped up and said, what do I need to do to make this right? And you know, the
he's a keeper. He's a keeper.
I told you he was nearly perfect. Now, here's what's really important to understand, though. Had that been reversed, had I said, I'm taking my ex to my sister's birthday party, he would have said, have a good time. His point of view on that was diametrically opposite to mine. To me, he was a big lunkhead to have done it in the first place. To him, it was a no big deal.
It was a no-brainer. Yeah.
It was a no big deal.
Right.
And so... So what I did was I handled it in a situation that we both got frequent foreplay miles. He got them for stepping up. I got them for giving him the opportunity to step up. And to this day, I'm grateful that I handled it that way instead of just being angry with him. And then we so often are angry, and then once the deed is done, we lash out when it's too late. So we have to speak up. We have to say, hey, this isn't working for me, but we got to do it in a way that lets the other person make the right decision.
Right, because we don't want to beat them up because that's your best friend. So how do you tell them, like you just did, you know, hey, this isn't working for me. So I think another big thing is you need to, you know, check in with each other. Just like you're checking in with yourself and your life, you need to check in with yourself, with your partner. The other thing is if you're not investing in yourself, how do you expect somebody else to?
Oh, that's a really good point.
Yeah, and I think that kind of leads into my next thing. I know we're going to have you back because we got a lot of time, but we've got a lot of guests today. But, you know, a lot of us, look our careers. Women's careers sometimes are on the back burner, you know, because we're moms and we're wives and we've got everything else going on. My mom and I were just talking about that, of juggling all that stuff. And it's historical. You and I, Sheila, talked about that as, you know, men always made the money and we took care of the house and all that stuff. So it's kind of shifting a little bit, correct?
Well, it is, and one of the reasons I think we're seeing so many boomers and long-term marriages getting a divorce is because they got married or were certainly raised by people who were married under the husband is breadwinner model. And historically, if you go way back in time, back when people did much more in the way of bartering, everybody participated. You know, the mom baked the bread that was traded for the chickens, that was traded for the, you know, the fence wood or whatever it was. People raised their product and their crops, and they bartered. Well, when cash came along and bartering no longer served the purposes, it was natural for the woman to stay at home and take care of the domestic things and for the husband to go out and be the breadwinner. So historically, that's how it developed, that the guys went out and earned the money, the women stayed home and took care of the family. Over the course of a boomer's marriage, we've seen the marriage model change to something far more egalitarian and equal. I mean, there are a lot of stay-at-home dads now. They have their own websites. They have their own conventions. And it's no longer really weird to have the wife be the major breadwinner. Well, if you've been in a different model all these years, you might be feeling stifled. In fact, the most common reason that boomers get for wanting a divorce is that they want more personal fulfillment. They feel trapped. They feel stifled.
Wow. And you know what? Sheila, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to have you back because that's a whole nother topic of how to really find yourself in a relationship too and still be in a couple situation. So I love your book, Sheila Dean, Redate Your Mate, 4 Steps in Falling in Love All Over Again. You've given us a couple steps. Leave us with one really great thing that we could do until I have you back.
Oh, wow. The best thing that you can do, I'll just repeat what I said earlier, get up every day and say to yourself, what can I do today to make my spouse's life a little bit better, my marriage a little bit better, and what can I do today to make myself a little bit happier personally?
I love it. I got to read one of your little captions here. It's so cute. Maybe you could get someone to steal just the parts of your identity that annoy me. Because you know what? It does happen after a while. And, you know,
the things that you thought were really cute then become the things that annoy you as you get old.
And you know what? I'm sure it's on the other end too, right? So, all right, Sheila, thank you so much. Where do we find your book?
You can find it on Amazon, and you can also find it on my website, which is SheilaDean.com. That's shelacan.com.
You got it. All right. I'm definitely going to have you back because there's so many more things we can talk about.
Thanks so much. It's been my pleasure.
You got it. All right. We're going to take a really quick break, and then we're going to welcome Michelle Roman on, Higgins. And her book is Evolve or Die Single, and this is a no BS guide to dating. Sexy and irrelevant. You don't want to skip this one. So stay with us. Right now I'm going to open up our lines, and I will take caller number 3 and 4 for two sets of tickets to the Harvest Festival. That is October 5th and 7th. 5th through 7th at the Ventura Fairgrounds. Our phone number here is 289-1520. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Hey, little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup. Soon he will open the door. Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you needn't try anymore.
Hello, it's Kim Pagano here, and I only use the best when it comes to real estate. I'd like to introduce you to Shannon Rojas. She is the best.
Hello, I'm Shannon Rojas, and whether you're looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate, I can help you with all of your needs. Give me a call at 805-889-4900, 805-889-4900. I look forward to hearing from you.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? Can't help it.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I want to let you know that I have tickets to the Harvest Festival right now. I'm going to open up my lines at 289-1520. I have two sets for two couples to go to there. That is October, the Harvest Festival, October 5th and through the 7th at Ventura Fairgrounds. Right now, 289-1520. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Also, right now, we're going to invite Michelle Higgins on, and her book is Evolve or Die Single, a No BS Guide to Dating. So we've been talking about date your mate. Now let's find out what we do if we're single. So also, I want to welcome David Hornstein here, and he just entered our studio. So we're going to be talking a little bit about Financial 101, and so stay with us on that. All right. So, Michelle, are you there?
I am here, Kim. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So, Michelle is a single mom living in Houston, Texas, right? And, you know, you've been divorced forever, and not forever, but for a lot of years. We got Sharon here who's divorced. My mom is single, and we want to know what it is. Well, one, what inspired you to write this book?
So my inspiration came from my frustration in the dating world. And men and women, I thought, seemed to have just given up or just really didn't care anymore. And I think that women especially tend to lose themselves when they're married, especially when they have kids. And it seemed like even though they'd gotten out in the dating world that they hadn't gotten themselves together, and in men as well. So I was looking around at this, and my friends were coming to me for my advice, and I'm sending their friends and family to me as well. And I just felt like I was going to, I decided to put all that advice into a book, and I put it all down on paper. It took me about 3 months to do it. I just had it all in my mind. And
you wrote fast, girlfriend.
I was.
So let's get into the nitty gritty here. Is when you are out there dating, okay? We kind of talked a little bit about this when we're in relationships. It's all about really taking care of yourself. I mean, when you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see, do you expect somebody else to like what you see? So talk to us a little bit about that.
I think that's really important. I think when you date, you really do need to put your best foot forward. And the first thing I talk about in my book is grooming. And you really need to start off by looking at yourself, taking a good hard look, and, you know, you've got to be comfortable with yourself. And I think especially if you've been married for 20-plus years, you need to do a little bit of grooming, head to toe. You know, a lot of people don't know if they've been married for that long that you need to groom down there.
Down there, that's right. We're talking about, you know, your personal areas. Exactly. I mean, because you're right.
If you see it, you should groom it.
And I go into some pretty explicit detail in my book, and I, you know, I won't do that on your show, but really how much you want to groom is definitely up to you. And but, you know, a hair anywhere on your body needs to be groomed. And I have a lot of personal stories in my book, and one I'll share with you now. I did date a man briefly who had a goatee.
And wait, where? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, you can't say everything. It's really creative design.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah, no, it's okay.
But his goatee smelled really stale.
Oh, disgusting.
And, yes. So that alone was disgusting. But so one evening we were sitting at a bar, and he was kind of mindlessly stroking his goatee. And he ended up with a small pile of dandruff on his black shirt.
Michelle.
Okay, that's
You know, it's funny. I want to just remind everybody that if they are just tuning in right now, you definitely want to hear this. This is like, this is really a no BS guide to dating. Evolve or die single. I mean, some of these people.
Okay, I got to say something. My husband has a goatee, and never have he had dandruff on his shirt or smelled bad. So
wait, but his isn't long, is it?
No, no.
Okay,
well you know my husband.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Well,
so
I didn't know. Wait, no.
Go home and give him a hug.
He doesn't have a ponytail on his face. No.
No, but you know what? I mean, it's really important if you want to make, you know, to meet somebody, you got to look presentable. Sharon,
absolutely. Or they've got bad breath, or you know, the way that they dress.
Yeah, yeah, you
absolutely.
Know, and we're going to get
their
into
toes, little they'll shove their toes in your face. Or
oh, yeah.
Cut my toenails, and you're like, I don't want to touch that.
You know, I mean, we're getting down to the nitty gritty here. You know, there's a lot of dating services, right? And yes. It's interesting, Michelle, you and I talked a little bit about this, and Sharon and I talked, you know, the guys that, and no offense, Tom, but the guys that, you know, are in the pictures, right? Or the girls, I mean, I guess it could go either way, is that, you know, they're on there with no, you know, no shirt on, right? And really?
But, you know, going back to that, Kim, I am a personal trainer as well, and I keep myself fit. I do a lot of exercise.
She looks good.
And then I'll get pictures of people who weigh 500 pounds, and I'll think to myself, you know, I'm clearly fit. Why would you think that it would be okay for me to date someone like you when I clearly take care of myself and you do not take care of yourself?
Right.
Like, why would I think so little of myself to do that?
Yes. And that, there you go.
But
or,
you know
or
what?
How that, about the ones that say a few extra pounds?
Right. Well, I guess that what they see is that they want you to love them for who they are and not for. And if that's not okay with you, they want to know it up front.
Right. Absolutely.
I think that's the whole point of putting your shirt out. If you don't
usually the guys that are putting their shirt out have a really nice body, right?
I mean, a lot of them don't.
Right, but is that what you're attracted to? I mean,
well,
I want to fall in love first, and then the body, obviously.
Okay, that is not the
truth. You're right. You're absolutely
right.
You're right.
There is something physical that gives first before we get emotionally involved with somebody, unless you're just a pen pal and you never see a picture of them.
You're absolutely right.
So, yes, so there's something physical.
Not having a shirt on is a deal killer for me.
Yeah, me too. But maybe they are looking for a woman who wants to see that. You know what I mean? It is a revealing.
But a lot of them send you pictures of themselves with no shirts and they have 8-packs.
Yes. And I can tell you, when I did research for my book, I logged on and looked at women's profiles, and women have the same problem. They don't have shirts on either.
Wait, which website are you looking at?
They send pictures of those nipple. Afterwards, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Different than going to the gym, and you see people of all different shapes and sizes, comfortable with themselves in all different ways. And sometimes, frankly, I don't want to see it. Whether you're in great shape, I really don't want to see it.
Well, that's what we're saying.
Or if you're in bad shape, I don't want to see it. So, you know, it is a personal preference thing.
Definitely.
Well, and the advice I give in my book is the message, especially for women, that you're sending is pick me because I will sleep with you.
With exactly. What do you look like? What is your picture? What does it look like, the picture that's up there? Is it seductive? Is it saying that? Is it more conservative? Absolutely.
Yes. So, you know, this is the message. What you're putting on the internet, you know, for all these men to see, or women, it says the world about you. This is what you're putting out there. This is your best foot forward. So when you're out there without a shirt on, if you're laying in bed, things like that. And then...
It is no different than going when I'm 51, when I was young and single, going to a bar and you'd see girls dressed with their breasts hanging out. You'd see, you know, their tush in the back. They're going to attract the kind of person they want to attract by what they look like.
Yes.
Trash attracts trash, right?
Exactly.
I
mean,
if that's what you want. Energy attracts energy.
There you go.
So
yeah,
it goes
exactly.
a little deeper than just what you look like.
Yeah.
It goes to whatever level of energy you're resonating at. That's the level of energy of person you're going to attract into your life.
Right. So it's my point is we don't need to be judgmental about other people because maybe that's what they want to attract.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, okay. So what are some of the other things that, tell us a little bit about single life.
Single life is challenging. So, you know, I thought I'd get out here and it would just be a blast, but it is not. And the other thing that is, you know, besides being mortified at what's out here, it's really different this time around because now we're dating with kids, most of us. And this is really, really different because now you need to be careful about bringing dates through your house when you've got children involved. You don't want to have a revolving door of dates because your children probably already have a little bit of a sense of abandonment because of the divorce. So you really want to make sure that you, and I did a lot of research on this, this is not just my opinion, that you want to be in a serious relationship and probably 3 months at least before you are introducing your mate to your
children. I totally agree with you. And when I met my husband, when I was going through a divorce, I remember, you know, I didn't want him to meet, or my daughter, my oldest daughter, I didn't want her to meet every guy that came through. Not there was a lot of guys, but, you know, I didn't want her to meet them because I didn't want her to be confused. I wanted her to still know her grounding.
Well, you know, when I got divorced and we share 50 custody, and so my kids would go to my ex for half the time. I mean, I could have a whole life and my kids didn't know about it because I would date when my kids weren't around. And there came a time when my daughter actually said to me, she said, you know, what's wrong with you? Why don't you date? And I said to her, you know, I do. I just don't do it under your nose. So I had to actually shift what I was telling them or not telling them and actually assure them that I actually did have somewhat of a life.
So you weren't a weird mom, right?
I'm not a weird mom or something else.
Exactly. You know, I just want to remind everybody, if anybody is just tuning in right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking with Michelle Higgins right now, Evolve or Die Single, a no BS guide to dating. And it's, you know, it's just an opinion. We've all been there. We're all going through it. If we just talked about redate your mate, and we're going to continue. Our next guest also after this is talking. It's going to be Julianne, and we're going to talk about our wardrobe and a little bit of what we're kind of leading into, because we are our own billboard. Sometimes we wear things that really we shouldn't be wearing, you know, and why do we buy things that, you know, that we don't want to ever wear? You know, you get them home and they still have the tags. Marsha, Sharon, does this sound familiar? Because I know I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyways, I do want to give out our phone number here, 289-1520. If there's anything that you want to add to our conversation, please feel free to give us a call. All right. So, Michelle, what else are we going to find in your book? What else is important to us being single out there?
Well, I wanted to add one more thing about dating as a 40-something or 30-something-year-old woman. It's about entertaining in your home.
Mm.
So I think that entertaining is, there's a big difference about doing it now than when you're in your 20s. So especially when you talk about, and I think this, when I was writing this, it went a little bit more to the men than it does to the women. I think women already know this. But especially when you're at a point in your relationship when you're bringing someone into your bedroom, a mattress on the floor with a sheet thrown on it just doesn't cut it anymore.
yeah, that would not really be appealing, correct?
Yes.
You know, and I let's go one step forward. Okay, what about, you know, I mean, do you walk into, and it could be both way, men if you're listening out there, or women if you're listening, when you walk in and their house is totally upside down, is that an indication of who they are, who you're going to be involved with?
Absolutely, and I cover that as well. I mean, if you know that you've got a guest coming to your house, hire a maid, have friends over, do it yourself, but your house needs to be spotless. It needs to smell good. You need to have candles lit. Staying in is not because you're too lazy to make dinner reservations or you forgot. This can be and usually is more intimate than actually going out. So your house needs to be inviting and warm and beautiful. So it needs to be clean. There need to be candles, maybe some incense. Doritos thrown on the table with some tepid tap water, that's not going to work. Now, I know we were in an economic crunch, so it's not about spending a lot of money, but taking those chips and putting them in a nice serving bowl, having wine.
The added touch, right?
Yes. Okay, it makes a huge difference. If you're serving beer, chill those beer glasses.
This brings it to a chapter, and I'm going to just read some of this because some of it I have to skip because we're on the radio, but... Okay, so sex. Ladies, the second you make a guy work for it, the boys will disappear and the men will step up.
Oh, I love that.
At 43 years old, I believe that sex should be reserved for a monogamous relationship. I'm going to skip part of this, but you go on to say, it's not that I don't like sex and it's not that I, you know, am prude and I've had my fair share of that kind of stuff. But I heard a great line on The Millionaire Matchmaker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can say that word on the air. So I'm going to say a female part is something that you play with, not something you marry.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So the really good women take a lot of work. You have to court them. The cheap ones or easy ones are like the Chinese food. 2 hours later, you want another one, a different one. Most women and men never realize that for different reasons, but it is so true. Men appreciate the women who respect themselves. Women hold themselves in higher regard than a fast food buffet.
So true. Wow. Absolutely. Michelle, you nailed that one.
Thank you.
You nailed that one. You know, I mean, it really is. It's all about how you hold yourself up.
How much do you respect
how
yourself?
How much do you think of yourself? And when you put yourself out there and, you know, you don't think highly of yourself, guess what? Those are the people that you're going to attract. And it's all about, you know, I mean, that's really what this is all about. And so how do you go about dating?
So I'm an extremely picky dater. I don't date a whole lot, but the men that I do date, you know, I kind of hand select them, obviously. And so I don't go out a whole lot. And when it comes to sex, so I'll go on that topic since we just talked about it. You know, everybody seems to have this third date rule. And I don't know who invented this, but I think it's just crazy, right?
It is crazy. So
by the time we get to the third date, I'm supposed to sleep with you. And I don't abide by this. I know I went out with a man, I guess it was about a year ago, and we were about to go on our third date. And he even, we were texting back and forth, and he goes, ooh, this is our third date. I'm so excited.
Like it's in stone, right? Like everybody knows what's supposed to happen?
Yeah, and I said, well, don't get your hopes up. Because
let me burst your bubble right here, right now.
Here, you know? You're sleeping with somebody, and then you look around, and you don't even know whether you like the person or not, let alone whether you want to be spending more time with them. You know, here you are giving away your intimate body, and then you decide, I don't even like this person. I don't even know them.
Right. So, you know, I am not a prude. I love sex. And as I've gotten older, I've discovered my body. I know what makes me tick. I know how to satisfy myself in bed. So, you know, I respect myself. I reserve that for the right partner, the right man.
I like it. There you go.
I think also being very clear and to each their own, whether you're going out there for sex or whether you're going out there for a long-term relationship.
Right.
And being very clear about it. If you're going out there and you're wanting sex and that's what you want, then go ahead and do that and be fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking for a proper long-term relationship, then do the things that need to set the foundation for that long-term relationship. Get
Absolutely.
To know the person, know that you want to be with them, have aligned values, enjoy each other's company, be in a monogamous relationship, and then have sex.
Right. I agree. And I'm clear from the start. I let them know what I'm looking for, and communication is so important to me. I spent 10 years with someone who didn't know how to communicate, wouldn't communicate no matter how much I tried. So this is something that's very important to me. I love to talk, so, you know, talking and communicating is important. And I let them know this is what I'm looking for, this is what I want. You know, we talk about the sex thing and, you know, I don't dictate it. This isn't going to happen on the third date, but I'm just very open and honest. And when the relationship comes to that point, it's going to happen naturally. I don't want to force it not to happen. I don't want to force it to happen. I think when two people are attracted to each other and the relationship is going towards that point, it's just going to happen beautifully and naturally and sizzling hot, you know.
You know, it's interesting. I have a young daughter, and I try to teach her to honor her body and to honor her reputation and to really think about, I mean, obviously, we're not even there, but they talk about it because there are young kids that are.
Well, you know what? What is out there now is sex for the younger kids
right.
is not having sex. It's everything else under
and
the sun.
And we talk about that. And
yeah.
So I really am teaching her to honor and value her body and the people that are around her, to communicate, to know that when you have sex with somebody, ultimately it'll be for the right, you know, with the right partner, because she's discussing it with me about people around her that are doing it. And a lot of the women who are in their 40s, 50s, 30s, whatever, don't even honor themselves. I'm teaching somebody young this, but they rush into something and then land up feeling bad about themselves.
Right.
Exactly. And I have a son, and what I'm teaching him is to honor and respect his body, but also
right.
teach honoring and respecting women. And that's so
right.
important for me to raise a son that way.
Yeah, I have three teenagers, two boys and a girl. And I've always been very conscious of two things. One, there's consequences to every action, bad and good.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready for the consequences of your action. And two, mindfully make choices that when you choose to do something, do it with your eyes open and because you wanted to, not just because you flitted it away and just, you know, my example for my kids, but and obviously you can multiply this for whatever example you're in, is when my kids first started liking girls, I said, don't waste your first kiss on somebody you don't like just to get it over with. Don't waste your first time have sex with someone
yeah.
just to get it over with. It's the same thing later on in your life when you're with somebody you care about. Don't waste the first time you have sex with them just to get it over with and to get past that third date. Make it meaningful. Make it worth it. So you have something to remember, because you can't take it back. You can't do that first time over again.
I agree. That's great advice.
So important. You know, Michelle, there's so many more things we're going to talk about. I can't wait to have you back because, really, this is a topic I think so many of us need in our life. And there are a lot of, you know, people that are single or divorced or widowed. And, yes, you know, there's concerns of where do you meet them, right? Safety. You know, there's just so many things of diseases that are out there. How do you go about all those things? I know.
That was a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm going to have you back to talk about all those things, but leave us with you've got so many different, I just opened up stalkers. Okay. We talked a little bit about kids, but I think the biggest thing that I want to take from this is you got to really follow your instinct.
I was going to say this.
I think
thing.
That's you the do. Biggest mm-hmm. thing because we all know who's right for us and who's wrong for us. And sometimes the excitement mm-hmm. overwhelms us and we think that we have to do it.
I agree. And, you know, I do cover all those subjects in my book. And I agree about your instinct is your key. And if it feels wrong, it is wrong.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I love it. Michelle, where do we find your book?
You can find my book on Amazon. And also, if you go to my blog, garletmom.com, there are links there to take you to either my publisher or to Amazon. And you can also order it directly from me to get an autographed copy as well.
There you go. I can't wait to have you back. This has been great and really informative. And I will definitely have you back.
Great. I would love to. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Michelle Higgins, Evolve or Die Single, a no BS guide to dating. Right now, I would like to give away two tickets to the Oktoberfest. And that is 22nd to the and 23rd at the Camarillo Airport. So right now, we'll take caller number 5 at 805-289-1520. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us, because when we come back, we're going to talk about your wardrobe and what it looks like. So
me.